Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bhagavati Vachanam Mangolangayate Yat Kitata Mahatmane Sigurandhinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Swam Hariom Tat Sat. So today is the last day of the Purushottam month, the Adhik month. The Adhika month, or the Ashta month, occurs once in about 3 years. That means that in Krishna consciousness, we follow a lunar calendar, which is about 355 days a year, while the solar calendar is 365. So that's about 10 days. So every 32 months, there's an extra month inserted. And that month brings back the lunar calendar more or less in line with the solar. So we have been observing the lunar, this extra month for the last 29 days, and today is the 30th day, or the last day. This month is not looked upon by the Smartas or the Karma Kandis with very much favor, because there are no good days in the month for Karma Kanda. But this month was accepted by Lord Krishna as his wife, and he has given his name, Purushottam, to this month. So he said that this month, anyone who practices bhakti, they will get from this month any blessing, any benediction that I offer. So we then observing various programs this month, and today is the last day. So today we're supposed to offer some special offering. And it said that, well, if you can't offer any, offer 33 malpuras. I don't know if anyone's making me get some malpuras, but figure out. We're doing a special nivedan, a special offering. The offering is said to be a special, because this is the Atma Nivedana. We're offering some souls to worship Lord Krishna every day. Hare Ram. For the rest of their lives. So this is the most glorious offering that we can think of. So also, you're all very fortunate. On the last day of the Purushottam month, you're having a Sunday feast. It's recommended to eat Mahaprasada during this month, or at least on the last day you're having prasada. So the avatar Krishna says that he comes in every era as avatar Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. So sometimes he comes as Ram, sometimes as Krishna, and this day of Brahma on the 28th Kali Yuga, after the coming of Krishna in Dwapara Yuga, the Lord came as Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, his brother Ram. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahi Anya, Aram Hailo Nitai. That Radha and Krishna have combined and they have become Lord Chaitanya, and that Balaram has descended as Lord Nityananda. These are the Lords, but they have come in this Kali Yuga as devotees. They have come to give out mercy, so they're described as Parakarana, supremely merciful. Supremely merciful. You see, the Lords, they have nothing to gain. They are already, they are everything directly there, or their extension, their energies. So, but they are so kind that they have given out their mercy in this Kali Yuga. So, amongst all the avatars are all the incarnations of Godhead. These are considered as the crest jewel. Sorrow, ceremony, because they are viewed as a process. Which is simply blissful, happily performed. That singing, dancing, and taking a feast, and hearing some harikatha, some discourse on Lord Krishna. So, like if your friends say, oh, what did you do during your vacation? And you tell them, I sang, I danced, I feasted, oh! They'll say, great, you had a good time. That's our bhakti yoga process. Singing, dancing, and eating prasad. And we have some of the best cooks here. So, but we should do this very sincerely and consistently. So, Lotsanas, he recommended that we should take up this process with our full faith. Vajra, vajra, vajra. Chaitanya Nidai, Sudara Vishas Hari. Take out with a full faith the mercy of Lord Nidai and Chaitanya. Hari Om. Visharacharya, give up the bad habits and sinful acts, the destructive mentality, and absorb yourself in the bliss of Lord Chaitanya's mode of loving devotion, and always use your mouth to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
So, in fact, he said that if someone is very analytical, if they're very, I like to study things and be sure, all right, use your discrimination and please look at this, study this, analyze this, but they call Revi Tiruvaninai Amaradayaladatta. You see who is the most merciful in the whole universe. In the whole three worlds, you don't find anyone as merciful as Nidai Gaur. Some great merciful souls have come, and they give mercy to their followers. But Nidai Gaur, they give mercy to everybody. You can't say that Jagai Manai, who were the followers of Lord Chaitanya, they're ruffians, gundas, drunkards, they're what they call those types of people in Australia. Alright? Huh? Drunkies. Do you have any sense here to tell us? So, anyway, when Nityananda, the second time, got broached, died when I, who in a drunken state, please lead a holy life and chant Hare Krishna. And then when I took his wine bottle and broke it over the head of Nityananda, causing Lord Nityananda to bleed. And then Nityananda said, just because you have drawn blood, just because you hit me, does that mean I won't give you love to Godhead? I won't give you love? Now who do you hit on the head? And they're bleeding and they talk about love. So Jai, his brother said, listen, he's not an ordinary person. It is Nityananda, he's bleeding. He's talking love, love, bow down. He's not an ordinary soul, bow down. And so then, Lord Chaitanya was so angry, he had promised that on this avatar, in this incarnation, he will not take any weapons of violence. But he was so angry, and his promise was that he will always protect his devotee. The devotee will never perish. So he came, he called Sudarshan Chakra, and he was ready to finish off these two. But Lord Nityananda pleaded, please have your mercy on them. If you kill them, you'll have to kill so many how you are. So please don't. And then Jai Manai surrendered. And Lord Chaitanya said, well, if they promise and they will stop all their bad karma, I'll forgive them. So then the two took initiation from Lord Nityananda. The day that the Gyanis came back, were initiated. And from that time, they followed all the principles. So you can't say that John and I were their followers. Still, they got the mercy of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. So, study, are there anyone who gave such great mercy? I went to the place where Lord Chaitanya had taken sannyas, that's a katva, about 45 kilometers from Mayapur. There is the samadhi of Jagai Vadai. And the pujari there said that every day they would play cocktails and go to the Ganges dancing, and tears would come to their eyes, tears of love. They were completely transformed from drunkards and ruffians, from the worst, to the lovers of Godhead. So, this is the profound mercy of Nityananda God. Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, he got the animals in the jungle to dance and chant and hug each other. Lions hugging deers, kissing each other. This was witnessed by Lord Chaitanya's secretary. So, Balabhadra Bhattacharya, he also got the, he was feeling separation from Lord Jagannath, and he bowed down before the Vishnu Devi at Alamanath, and he literally melted the stone. He was so intense with separation of love that he melted the stone, and that stone print is still visible today. You go and see it. Don't take my word for it. Go and look. Touch it. Feel it. See it. It's there. Lord Chaitanya, that he built stones. Maybe our hearts, which are like stone, we don't have love for the Lord. He melt our heart also. This was the great mercy of Lord Nitai Gore. They're giving them mercy freely without considering. Then Lachandar said that Vani, keep talking for Vani. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukha Mango Langaya Teye, Yatki Tata Mahatman Ne, Sigurun Dithainam, Paramananda Madhavam, Sri Chaitanya Shram, Ayam Tatsat. So today is the last day of the Purushottam month, the Adhik month. The Adhika month, or the Ashta month, occurs once in about 3 years. That means that in Krishna consciousness, we follow a lunar calendar, which is about 355 days a year, while the solar calendar is 365. So that's about 10 days. So every 32 months, there's an extra month inserted. And that month brings back the lunar calendar more or less in line with the solar. So we have been observing the lunar, this extra month for the last 29 days, and today is the 30th day, or the last day. This month is not looked upon by the Smartas or the Karma Kandis with very much favor, because there are no good days in the month for Karma Kanda. But this month was accepted by Lord Krishna as his wife, and he has given his name Purushottam to this month. So he said that this month, anyone who practices bhakti, they will get from this month any blessing, any benediction that I offer. So we then observing various programs this month, and today is the last day. So today we're supposed to offer some special offering. And it said that, well, if you can't offer any, offer 33 malpuras. I don't know if anyone's making me a small drug, but figure out. But we're doing a special nivedan, a special offering. The offering is said to be a special because this is the Atma Nivedana. We're offering some souls to worship Lord Krishna every day, Haribol, for the rest of their lives. So this is the most glorious offering that we can think of. So also, you're all very fortunate. On the last day of the Purushottam month, you're having a Sunday feast. It's recommended to eat Mahaprasada during this month, or at least on the last day you're having prasada. So, avatar, Krishna says that he comes in every yuga as avatar, sambhavami yuge yuge. So, sometimes he comes as Ram, sometimes as Krishna, and this one, this day of Brahma, on the 28th Kali Yuga, after the coming of Krishna in Dwapara Yuga, the Lord came as Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda in Balaram. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahiyanya, Balaram, Hailo Nitai. That Radha and Krishna have combined and they have become Lord Chaitanya, and that Balaram has descended as Lord Nityananda. These are the Lords, but they have come in this Kali Yuga as devotees. They have come to give out mercy. So they're described as Parakarana, supremely merciful. Supremely merciful. You see, the Lord's, they have nothing to gain. They are already, they are everything, directly there, or their extension, their energies. So, but they are so kind that they have given out their mercy in this Kali Yuga. So, amongst all the avatars, are all the incarnations of Godhead. These are considered as the crushed jewel. Upon the sorrow ceremony, because they are viewed as a process. Which is simply a ritual, happily performed. That singing, dancing, and taking a feast, and hearing some harikatha, some discourse on Lord Krishna. So, like if your friends say, what did you do during your vacation? And you tell them, I sang, I danced, I feasted, oh! They'll say, great, you had a good time. That's our bhakti yoga process. Singing, dancing, and eating prasad. And we have some of the best cooks here. So, but we should do this very sincerely and consistently. So, Lotsanas, he recommended that we should take up this process with our full faith. Vajra Vajra Bhai, Chaitanya Nidhai, Sudhara Vishras Hari. Take up with our full faith the mercy of Lord Nidhai and Chaitanya. Hari Om. Vishwaracharya, give up the bad habits and sinful acts, the destructive mentality, and absorb yourself in the bliss of Lord Chaitanya's mode of loving devotion, and always use your mouth to chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
So, in fact, he said that if someone is very analytical, if they're very, I like to study things and be sure, all right, use your discrimination and please look at this. study this, analyze this, you see who is the most merciful in the whole universe, in the whole three worlds. You don't find anyone as merciful as Nittai Gaur. Some great merciful souls have come, and they give mercy to their followers. But Nittai Gaur, they give mercy to everybody. You can't say that Jagai Manai, who were the followers of Lord Chaitanya, they're ruffians, gundas, drunkards, they're what they call those types of people in Australia. Alright? Huh? Drunkies. Do you have any sense here at us? So, anyway, when Nityananda, the second time, he approached Jagai Manai, who in a drunken state, please lead a holy life and chant Hare Krishna. And then Manai took his wine bottle and broke it over the head of Nityananda, causing Lord Nityananda to bleed. And then Nityananda said, just because you have drawn blood, just because you hit me, does that mean I won't give you love to Godhead? I won't give you love? Now who do you hit on the head? And they're bleeding and they talk about love. So Jai, his brother said, listen, he's not an ordinary person. He's just beating on you. He's bleeding. He's talking love. Love. Bow down. He's not an ordinary soul. Bow down. And so then, Lord Chaitanya was so angry, he had promised that on this avatar, in this incarnation, he will not take any weapons of violence. But he was so angry, and his promise was that he will always protect his devotee. The devotee will never perish. The name Bhakta, Manashati. So he came, he called Sudarshan Chakra, and he was ready to finish off these two. But Lord Nityananda pleaded, please have your mercy on them. If you kill them, you'll have to kill so many in Kali Yuga. So please don't. And then Jagai Manai surrendered. And Lord Chaitanya said, well, if they promise that they will stop all their bad karma, I'll forgive them. So then the two took initiation from Lord Nityananda. The day that the Gyanis came back were initiated. And from that time, they followed all the principles. So you can't say that Jagai Manai were the followers. Still, they got the mercy of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya. So, study, are there anyone who gave such great mercy? I went to the place where Lord Chaitanya had taken sannyas, that's a katva, about 45 kilometers from Mayapur. There is the...